This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let's go over the word breakup. Inna, indeed, Allah, Allah, inna Allah, indeed Allah, la, not, yastahyi, he is shy. Yastahyi, he feels shy, he is ashamed. The word yastahyi, the word begins with ya, which gives the meaning of a verb. But what's the pronoun? Which person? Second person or third person? Third person, right? Yeah. So we translate it as he. There's no noon at the end. There's no ya noon or wa noon at the end. Therefore, it cannot be a plural. So it has to be a singular. So yastahyi is he feels shy. He is shy. Istihya is to have shyness. So la yastahyi, he does not feel shy, an that yadriba, he strikes. Now again, why is it he? Because of ya. If it was yadribuna, they strike. Very good. So yadriba, he strikes. Mathalan, example. Ma is connected with mathalan. Ba'udatan, a mosquito. Ba'uda itself is a word. Okay. Fama, and whatever. Fama is fa and ma. Fa gives the meaning of and ma gives the meaning of that which, whatever. Fawqaha, above it. Fawqaha is fawq, meaning above, and ha meaning it. Fawqaha, above it. Fa, then, amma, as for. This is a new word, amma. Okay? Don't confuse this with am. Am means or. We read earlier in Surah Al-Baqarah, أَأَنْزَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنْذِرْهُمْ. أَمْ means or, and أَمَّا means as for. Okay? So فَأَمَّا, then as for, الَّذِينَ, those who, this is the plural of, الَّذِي, very good. What's the feminine of الَّذِي? الَّتِي, excellent. الَّذِينَ, those who, آمَنُوا, they believed. Why is it they, why is it plural? Because of the wow. Good. Fa, then, so, ya'lamuna, they know. Familiar with this word? Is this easy? Ya and wa'nun give the meaning of they. Ayn la'meen gives the meaning of knowing. Ya'lamuna, they know. Annahu, that indeed it. Remember we did the word anna earlier? And I told you it's different from inna. Inna is just indeed. Anna is that indeed. And who is it? So, annahu, that indeed it. Al-haqqu, the truth. Al-haqqu is al and haqq. Al means the and haqq means truth. Min from rabbihim, their lord. Rabbihim is rabb and him, their lord. Wa and amma. See, amma is coming again. What does amma mean? As for. Al-ladhina, those who kafaru, they disbelieved. Why is it they? Because of the wow, it's plural. If it was kafara, he disbelieved. Very good. Kafara, he disbelieved. Kafaru, they disbelieved. Fa, so, yaquluna, they say. They say. Why is it they? Because of the ya and well known. So, yaquluna, they say, ma tha, what is that? This tha that you see, it means that. Okay, just as in the word ذَلِكَ. We did the word ذَلِكَ earlier, right? So what does ذَلِكَ mean? That. Okay. Similarly, مَا ذَا, what is that? Okay. Similarly, you have the word هَذَا, this. Okay. So the word ذَا actually means this or that, and depending on what you attach with the word, it changes meaning. If you attach هَا with it, it becomes هَذَا, it means this. Okay, if you attach li with it, ذَلِ, it means it is pointing to something that is far, which is ذَلِكَ means that thing which is far. Okay, so for now, what you have understood is that the word ذَ means that. Okay, so ماذا, what is that? أَرَادَ, he wanted. Okay, أَرَادَ is he wanted. If the word was أَرَادُ, they wanted. Excellent, very good. Have you heard of the word irada? What does that mean? Intention. Okay. So arada, he intended, he wanted. Allahu Allah bihada, bi meaning with, hada meaning this. Mathala, example. Yudillu, he leads to stray. Why is it he? Because of the ya. Very good. If it was yudilluna, they leave to stray. So yudillu, he leaves to stray. And you know the meaning of dalal? Dar lam lam, to misguide. So yudillu, he leaves to stray. Bihi, with it, kathiran, many. We say hamdan, kathiran, tayyiban, right? Kathra, abundance, kathiran, many. Wa, and yahdi, he guides. Why is it he? Yeah, it's a bit good. Just one more point I'll tell you about this ya. Okay? You know that it's used for a verb, right? So it's used for a verb, it gives meaning of third person, right? Which is why it is he, right? And it's also masculine, which is why it's he and not she. So you know these two points about the word that begins with ya. Another point that you can understand over here is that the ya at the beginning is a sign of a verb that is of the future tense, or it is of the present tense. Verbs are generally of what tense? Either past tense or future tense. Right? When a verb begins with a ya, which tense is it of? The present or future. Which is why we translate yahdi as he guides, not he guided. Okay? Hada means he guided. Yahdi, he guides. He will guide. Okay? So yahdi, he guides, bihi, with it, kathiran, many, wama, and not yudillu, he leaves to stray. Again, you see the word yudillu, it begins with ya. It's not he left to stray. What is it? He leaves in the present. Okay? So whenever you see ya, how will you translate it? As the present tense or the future tense? Not past tense. Okay? How do you make it past tense? We look at the examples. Okay? As they come along. Because the verb of the past tense has a slightly different form. Okay? It doesn't have the pronoun at the beginning. Over here you have the pronoun at the beginning, right? Okay. Like for example, qala. Okay? Qalu. What does qalu mean? They said, past tense. What does yaquluna mean? They will say, or they say in the present. Right? So if you look at the word qalu, the pronoun is where? At the end, the wow. There's nothing at the beginning. Okay? There's nothing at the beginning. And as for the verb of the present future tense, yaquluna, you have the ya at the beginning. Okay? So this is one way of differentiating between the two. So yudillu, he leads to stray, bihi, with it, illa, except al-fasiqeen. Al, the fasiq, one who does fisq, in plural. Al-fasiqeen, those who do fisq, those who cross limits. And notice the word fasiq, sadiq, khalid. Who are the fasiqeen? Alladina, those people who yanquduna, they break. They break now, not they broke. Okay? They break. Yanquduna, they break. Ahdallah, promise of Allah. You know about the word ahd, it means promise. Ahdallah, promise of Allah, min, from, ba'd, after. Ba'd means after. Mithaqihi, it's binding. Mithaq is binding, and he means it. Wa, and yaqta'una, they cut. Okay? Meaning they're cutting now, not they cut in the past. Yaqta'una, they cut. Ma, that which amara, he commanded. Okay? Amara, he commanded. Okay? What does amara mean? In your juz, what does it say? He commanded, or he ordered. Right? It's past tense. Amara. Allahu Allah, bihi, with it, and that yusala, it is joined. Not it was joined. It is joined. Why is it is? Because of the ya. Wa, and yufsiduna, they do mischief. They make mischief. Not they made mischief or they did mischief. They do mischief. Fil ardi, in the earth. Ulaika, those whom they, al khasirun, those who are losers. Al khasirun is al khasir and wa nun. Kaifa. So notice the word khasir. Okay? One who is a loser. Khalid, one who abides forever. Kadhib, one who lies. Sadiq, one who speaks the truth. Okay? Kaifa, how? Takfuruna, you all disbelieve. Now you see the word takfuruna, why is it you? Because of the ta. How is it different from the word yakfuruna? Yakfuruna is ye, they, and takfuruna is you. Okay? So, exactly. So takfuruna is second person, yakfuruna is third person. But what about the tense? Which tense is it? Is it the past tense or the present future tense? The present future. Same as yakfuruna. So ya at the beginning is a sign of present future tense, and ta at the beginning is also a sign of that. I know it's getting a bit complicated. Don't worry. Whatever you understand right now, just focus on that. If you don't understand right now, don't worry, but do try to understand. Okay? And if you want to understand yourself at the end of the class, come to me. I'll explain it to you. Okay? So takfuruna, you disbelieve, billahi, with Allah, wa and kuntum. You were, tum, you, okay? You all, it's plural. Amwatan, one's dead. Amwat is from maut. Maut is death. Amwat, those who are dead. Fa, then, ahyakum, he gave life to you all. Why is it gave? Ahya. Why do you think? Because ahya is a verb of past tense. When we translate it as he gave, this is past tense. ثُمَّ then, يُمِيتُكُمْ. How will you translate it? He gave death to you or he will give death to you? He will give death to you. يُمِيتُكُمْ, he will give death to you. ثُمَّ then, يُحْيِيكُمْ. How will you translate this? He will give life to you in the future. ثُمَّ then, إِلَيْهِ, to him, إِلَى and he, تُرْجَعُونَ, you will be returned. See again, it is will be. Okay? Why is it you? Because of the ta. Huwa he, alladhi, one who khalaqa, he created. He created. So which verb is this? Past. Very good. If it was yakhluqu, he creates. What is that? Present or future. Very good. So خَلَقَ, he created, lakum, for you, ma, whatever, fil ardi, in the earth, jami'an, all together. This is from jam means together, together. ثُمَّ then istawa, he rose. Istawa, this is he rose, in the past. Okay, this is past tense. إِلَى, to, as-sama, the sky, fa, then, sawa, he leveled, past tense, sawa. Because if you look at the root letters, what are they? They begin from the letter seen. Okay? Fa means so. Sawa itself, the seen is not preceded by a ya. Okay? So therefore we translate it as past tense. Sawa, he leveled. Not he will level. Okay? So sawa, he leveled. Hunna, them. This is a new word. Hunna. So far we have done the word hum for them. Isn't it? Now we are doing the word hunna. What's the difference between the two? Hum is for masculine and hunna is for feminine. Okay? Hum is for masculine and hunna is for feminine. فَسَوَّهُنَّ, then he leveled them into sab'a, seven. Sab'a is a number, it means seven. سَمَاوَاتٍ, skies. وَهُوَ, and he, بِكُلِّ, with every shay'in thing, alim, always all. Let's listen to the recitation.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَيَقُولُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا يُضِلُّ بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَيَهْدِي بِهِ كَثِيرًا وَمَا يُضِلُّ بِهِ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلَ وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ أولئك هم الخاسرون كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون هو الذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم